Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Gardy, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks in the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah.
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television in Tyler, Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot. I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I was kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. This got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Out in the swamps, what you think I've seen? Something strange, you know. Sasquatch sitting on the side of his knee, and he was talking to moccasin and joke. Well, the party they gonna have out in the St. John's swamps.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast. And, folks, it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday evening Bigfoot Live radio show with our host, Mr. Tom Viscardi. And now, everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Viscardi. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
Well, good evening. How you doing, TJ?
Man, I'm telling you, Mark, it's been a long, giant journey. I'm telling you, Montana and North Dakota, they're just two big, long states. And, hey, so you're aware that if I lose signal, just continue on without me because it's kind of spotty up here. But we're on our way to go see Margo and figure out what's happening. Oh, my goodness. Look at that. That's a big, giant dream catcher sitting right there up here on this freeway in 90. Eastbound, hammered down with the boys. That's it.
Yeah. I lost it, buddy.
What's been going on? Yeah, I'm cutting in and out, Marco. I'm going to probably lose you again. But I wanted to cut
that's all right.
Get on here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Awesome. So, here's a little synopsis of what's been going on. So, we're filming Monsters, Mr. Mystery. We just spent good part of a week filming all the ghosts. We had some ghost hunters with us. It's a whole new world, this ghost hunting. They come up with some great tools and awesome looking machines, and wow, that's just huge. And we were in Virginia City, And there was two places in particular that I actually went, wow, there may be something to this. We were in this Gold Hill Hotel in room number 4, and something, I don't know what it was, rubbed its hands through my hair.
Oh, God.
Is that crazy?
It certainly is.
Yeah.
Somebody had to detect the ghost.
And then over in the washroom.
Oh, God.
There
that's
kind of
neat.
Passing around with one of our guides.
My gosh. Well. I tell you what, why don't you tell us as much as you can about what's being planned. I know you got some limitations. And what we're doing on this expedition, let everybody know what's going on. Still there, buddy? Or did I lose you? Okay, I lost you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. Tonight, I had a call the other day from a guy from West Virginia, and he likes to be called the Yeti Hunter, and that's what he wanted to be called on the show tonight. He just called me from the field. They're still putting up hay, so he's out still in the field working his butt off, and he didn't make it to the show, so we'll try to have him on next week. But significant, never heard of before, me anyway, incident. He was out hunting. While he was hunting, he got almost scared out of his skin. But what he saw was two creatures doing it in the woods. And he was scared. He said he was scared. He ran like hell. But anyway, we'll find out what the whole story was on it. And next week, probably. Also, we were going to have Margo come on. And Margo didn't make it on here. And I don't know why, but she's probably out. She forgot about it. I wasn't able to raise her. So what I wanted to do tonight, we have, here's Margo right now. Hi, Margo, how you doing? Let me get you on. Here we go. Margo, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What happened?
Okay.
Tell us what's going on.
Oh, well, just a little bit excitement, I guess, today with my friend. She went over to my other trailer and headed and it shook the heck out of it today. Scared her. She came running back across. So I just right across my way there. She just kind of got scared and she said that thing's back there and you can hear the trees and things moving. So, I don't know. I said he's visiting, so hopefully TJ and them can get a sighting of him at least or something.
Well, they'll be there sometime tonight, right?
Yep.
Yep, that'd be good. TJ was on,
yep,
by the way, but we lost him, I think. And
yeah,
we lost him. The signal's cutting in and out on him.
Yeah. Well, I'm figuring he'll be here about midnight or 1, so.
Right.
Yeah, and under our pad spot.
Give us a little background on all the things that are going on there. Blow-by-blow description.
Oh, okay, well, last Wednesday, like I said before, was we seen the big monstrous thing, a little over 8 feet, and then I found out that when I showed my spouse where it was standing, he said, that ain't 70 feet away, that's only like 35 feet away. I said, well, I just estimated. So he was closer than what I thought. And, yeah, and then a lot of, you know, like shaking the trailer, hitting the trailer, things like that.
He's banging your trailer up all over
it. Huh? Mm-hmm. Exactly.
He's banging your trailer up all over, huh?
Yep. He just keeps, I don't know what it is, but maybe because we moved into where he's used to roaming, maybe. I don't know. And now we got a lot of berries coming up, so maybe he thinks we're going to disturb all the berries, but which we will be, the June berries anyway. But
yeah.
And then when we hear the busting, she heard the breaking of the trees today. This just happened maybe about 1 o'clock, maybe around there, 1:30 this afternoon.
Yeah.
And right where she heard it, and then there's nothing but a big hill back there and nothing but trees. So she said, I ain't looking back. She said, I don't want to see that thing. She knows I've been, you know, experiencing stuff here for some time now. And so she didn't want to see him. She didn't want to look back or anything, but she ran across our approach here. So
my gosh.
Kind of,
everybody's getting tired of getting beat up by this thing, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. It's just kind of, I kind of think there's a family around here. And when my friend's husband went venturing back right where it ran into the woods, he noticed there's like different spots back there where it just must be laying down. And that ain't far
right
from our house.
Wow.
So, and he said, a lot of stuff, you know, where it's not normal to have like spots like that, like almost like a family laying down around there or something. I don't know. And
right,
like I said, when I went to feed the dog, we heard the big, you know, just like, I don't know if it was he was stretching or what, but he was just like, you know, just a weird sound. And yeah, so he's still around. I think that happened like today, Wednesday. I think that happened on Sunday with that.
My gosh.
So,
almost every day you're having some kind of action and reaction, huh?
Yeah, I'm, like I said, I'm in the boonies. They call this the boonies where we live, and it's pretty thick with trees. Like, TJ will find that out when he comes. He'll probably be amazed how it is up here. But, yeah, all the ways behind me and in the back and everywhere. I'm just surrounded by, you know, thick trees, brush. It's
wow,
beautiful where I live. So, and like I said, the berries are pretty fruitful this year, so I know he's going to be mad when we start picking those up on our hill, but I just don't want to be chased by him.
Yeah, I understand that.
My granddaughters are still talking about their experience, and today they said, well, we're going to go Bigfoot hunting, like the Bigfoot hunters are, you know. And they were so cute when they said that.
I bet
they were talking about TJ and them, about the Bigfoot hunters, and but they wanted to go hunt too. But I was like, okay, we're talking about a 4, 5, and 8-year-old. The ones that were terrified, who were terrified to see him already. And yeah, they've been staying in quite a bit,
isn't it?
And it's crazy, but when my friend went next door, the dogs followed her over there, and she came out, so it scared my puppies, and they went underneath my house. So, yeah. They knew something was
I've heard of that happening quite frequently. The dogs going under the house out of, you know, trying to get the heck out of there.
Yep, and she
even hunting dogs, you know, dogs that are trained to hunt. Yeah. Back down to, well, gosh, you've had all kinds of fun, huh?
Yes, I am. It's kind of scary when he hits the house at night, and the one we seen was so dark, you know, he was like blackish, really dark, almost black brown hair, I mean, you know, really dark. He looked, was like black. And it was just, that's why I said he could camouflage pretty good in these trees. Because I don't know if it was standing right on the corner up here or what, because it was, it looked, you know, and I wasn't going to go check it out. Heck no. I came in and I was looking out the window, but right in the corner of our land here, it, you know, there was something big and black standing right in by the evergreen trees that I planted like 20 plus years ago. And yeah, it looked like, I don't know, I don't think it's a tree. Not that black. We got oak and ash around here, so. But it's kind of, it's quite scary. Like,
I bet, yeah.
And it's you know, and then I really haven't. Once in a while, I'm up most of the night. I'll sleep a few hours a night, and because I, like I said, I get scared, you know, some nights, and I actually get up and look out the windows and stuff, but it's so dark up here, it's wouldn't see it if it was standing in front of me, I don't think, but yeah, I don't sleep very well, especially when I barely go to sleep and the house gets shook in or I get hit on the walls, you know. Some nights it happens about 12 o'clock, sometimes 1 o'clock, you know, and it's just kind of scary, so I'm just...
Yeah, well, that's their playtime then.
Yeah, they're up in...
From about 10 o'clock all the way to about 4 or 5 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I was thinking, was it, you know, that when I went out and fed the puppies that morning, Gwender was wondering if it was just stretching or doing what, you know, but it was quite loud. I know I took off back into the house right away. So was see him again, but I did look out the windows to see if I could see him in the trees and stuff, but like I said, it's so thick back here, it's hard to see anything, and if he was laying down, you know, I wouldn't see him. It's so thick. And that's why my friend's husband seemed like he said there's like about 5-6 spots that's just kind of where the shrubs were and stuff, just kind of pushed down, and that's strange. He said, I wonder if there isn't a family around here of those, and I said, I think there is because of the different sizes footprints that I have discovered and sent you guys pictures of. Some of them were small, and then that's why I said, I wonder if the one with the 25-inch foot, if that one's like the dad or, you know.
Yeah.
And then there's one 21 inches, and then the biggest one that I think was 6 inches across, or the width was maybe 6 inches or better, 6 or 7 inches. But I kind of think that was the one we seen was the big guy. So, I'm just wondering if, you know, it is a whole family around here, just, you know, just migrating.
Well, family pod there, yeah.
Mhm. And they have enough food to survive. So.
Yeah. Well, that's all they need: food, water, and shelter. And if there's plenty of it around, and I would think they'd stay in the area instead of trying to, you know, especially if the food's good and plentiful, and the water is plentiful and easy to get to, and the habitat's easy. Nice and comfortable, clean. Caves or grass or whatever to lay down in.
Yeah, have a lot of area here to hide, though. Like I said, and then there's like we got a big natural lake, and we got a lot of different sloughs around here that was the lake at one time. You know, they just, some of them just didn't go down. But it was pretty large, this lake at one time, and like I said, there's so much different fruit on the trees. There's, you know, like I said, I don't see any deer anymore, so that's kind of strange for us to not see any deer grazing out here because we got so much, you know, stuff for them to graze off of. And we're
I'm sure they're scared away by the creatures, more than likely. You know, they're frightened away by the creatures. I mean, I don't think creatures are eating them so that there are not any left. I think, but what I think was happening is their presence scared them off.
Where it scares our puppies. That's why my friend said that. Geez, and then your dog just left me. Your dog just left me over there, and I came back, and they're hiding underneath the house.
They're supposed to protect you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, not my dog. They ain't protecting me.
But mom out in front, right?
Yeah. They're babies. They're 4 months old, but they're part Alaskan Malamute, so they're kind of good-sized dogs. And
I know. I've had a couple of Malamutes. They're pretty good-sized dogs.
Yeah.
Actually, a little bigger than a husky.
Yeah, but they're
so they look like a wolf, really.
Yep. They're almost that's why I said that they're good-sized dogs, but I mean, puppies, or they're, you know, for being 4 years old, but I mean, 4 months old, but they just turned 4 months too, and they're going to be some big boys, I think, but they're scared. They get scared. Girls were outside, and we've seen it like that. Dogs were underneath the dang house. Some protectors, they are.
Wow.
So,
well, gosh,
yep.
Well, DJ should be up there pretty soon. And,
I don't know, he's having lots of problems
with his phone, so I don't think he's. Every time he tries to dial in, he drops off, I think. But
Thanks,
I appreciate you giving us a good rundown. I'm sure tomorrow you guys are going to have all kinds of things to. You're going to be all kinds of busy.
Oh, yeah. The way it sounds is going to eat some breakfast and come on out. Come on out, text me, and we kind of corresponded here and there today, and we're pretty excited to have him come, because I was like, what the heck, what if he... I said, he moves pretty quick. I told him, because when we seen him, I don't know if we scared him or the thing peed like that you know. And I don't know if he was scared, just as scared of us as we were of him, but he moved pretty quickly through the trees. You can hear him. And so that's why I told TJ, he said, I don't think he can chase us, or, you know, with the bullet, but who knows? You know, I don't think he'll outrun a book, but I don't know. It's gonna be pretty interesting to find out if he actually shows himself, and I'm kind of hoping he does. So TJ and him could have some more documentation on him, but it's just by what I've been experiencing, I know he's here and pretty scary.
So, I bet. Well, Virgo, thank you so much for coming on and giving us a home report. There's a lot of action going down there all the time, so I'm sure you have no limit to the fun you have day and night. No sleep, no rest.
Yeah. Yep. When he decides he's gonna raise heck with me, you know, and it's, you don't get any rest. So, I think he's trying to show me who the boss is around here, but I'm gonna show him who the boss really is.
Funny.
But
well, thanks for coming on, Margo. And
you bet.
I have one other guest here we're going to introduce. I had a guest tonight that was supposed to come on and tell us he was out hunting, and while he was hunting, I guess he was sitting down or something, and all of a sudden he heard all this noise, and it was two of the Bigfoots making love in the woods.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Yeah, making all kinds of noise and everything, but it scared the heck out of him. But he's going to be on next week. He's out from West Virginia. He's baling hay right now, so they're still baling. And he thought he was going to be in earlier, but they wouldn't let him go. You know how it is on the farm. But anyway, thank you for coming on. I'm going to go on here to somebody else that we just have on here. Who is that? And that is John Johnson. So we'll see you later, Margo, and I'll keep in touch with you, okay?
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on.
Yep.
Whoop. Just want to unmute you. There you go. Here we go. We're going to go out here to John Johnson. How are you?
Good. It's Ron. R1.
I know. I said John. It is Ron Johnson, yes.
That's all right. No problem. So how you doing?
I'm doing great. Why don't you let us know what's been going on with you?
Oh, with me, actually, it's been kind of quiet lately.
It's been a while since you've been on, I'm sure you've done some things.
Well, it's been over a year. But, last year we're up. One place I was living out in the mountain, with a neighbor maybe a mile away. Within a week when I was there, I heard something come down. I could hear it walking around. And, like you said, I had a red-nosed pit bull back then. Strongest dog in the world.
Uh-huh.
He was cowering. I just stayed inside that night. And the next day when I went out, I followed the trail, a couple of miles, and I found several, tree breaks on top of the hill. Then for about a couple of weeks, how you get that eerie feeling, you're being watched.
Yeah.
So finally, I had to close all, put down the shades in all my windows, because, it got a little creepy.
Uh-huh.
Then just, then I moved out of there and found a better place, and I was here maybe a week, and I could hear all different types of screams. I mean, a couple of them were really close, and a few of them were way back in the woods, back towards this lake. And, around here there's probably, 30 deer per square mile. So I don't think it would have too much problem finding food, And the neighbors down here, they heard a bunch of noise at night, and they went out and they found a deer hanging upside down, wedged in a tree. Well, most of it was gone, but it was hanging in the tree, and with the blood smeared all over the tree. And plus they found, they said, about 17-inch footprints around there. And that maybe a quarter mile away. Yeah, and that's pretty recent. But, I've been, a little sick lately, so I haven't really been able to get out and do something, go out looking, go out Bigfooting. But I'm getting better, so hopefully by the end of the summer, I'm going to go out by Allegheny County, the Allegheny Forest out in Pennsylvania. They're getting a lot of activity out there. I think my one Facebook friend, he called in, the one I was telling you about.
Yeah.
I don't know if how many numbers you got on there, but yeah, he's on there. I'm not sure if he wants to share or not, but you could always ask.
I don't see there was a phone number before that was on here that was it dropped off.
Oh, all right. Yeah, he said he doesn't get very good cell service where he's at. But I was talking to him. He just heard him last night, and he sent me a picture of a print of a juvenile, you know, which he got just this year, you know. So he sees him he hears him quite often, you know.
Yeah.
You know, a lot more than I do. So, like I said, I just can't. Waiting for get healthy again so I can go back out there and beat the woods, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
I say one thing. What Tom said about the ghost hunters, how he felt fingers going through his hair.
Yeah.
The one place, back when I was married, there was this one creepy house behind where we lived. Nobody lived there, but, you know, they kept it up. I got a good idea why nobody lived there, because I wouldn't walk in there. I always got creeped out when I got even near the house. But she went in there, and she had the same thing happen. She felt like somebody ran their fingers through her hair. Yeah. No, you see,
I
don't go near that house.
That happened to me. I don't have any hair, but if it happened to me, I think I would be instantaneously on the opposite side of the house wall.
Oh,
out.
Yeah.
I know.
Now, the lady that was just down, where does she live at? What state?
She's in North Dakota. She's still on. She's
in
North Dakota.
Oh, okay.
She's having all kinds. They've been having all kinds of. That's where they're coming right now. They'll be there tonight.
Yeah, right. Really? Oh, cool. I hope they get some action. Yeah, I've read a lot of things about
there is. That's what she was talking about. It's constant, daily.
Yeah.
They're having all kinds of different things happening. And
I also read.
They're getting a little frustrated, you know, after a while, right? I'm sure you do.
I would love it. You know, I'd pray for something like that.
I don't.
Then again, I heard about, I was reading about a gas line out there in North Dakota where apparently they didn't like it. You know, they were getting kind of violent, tearing stuff up, throwing things. I can't remember where I read it at, but it shouldn't be that hard to find.
Well.
And what about Tom? Is he, where was he at before he's going to North Dakota?
I don't know. They were in a couple of. They've been just stopping little places on the way. Each place.
Oh, okay.
They just started, actually. They just started. They haven't been out that long.
Yeah.
They took a trip through the Arizona, the ghost towns.
Oh, okay.
You know, the silver mining ghost towns. So.
No.
And they're coming from there. They're going up to North Dakota right now.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I'd love to go there.
Nice to get
especially
you hear from
activity.
You. Catch up. We'll have to keep you going with us. We have to keep you going with this. You know, it's been a while since you've been on. Man, it's a little while,
yeah.
And,
it's been over a year, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said,
hang on. Some of these guys got some really neat stuff. They do some really good investigating, and just tonight, Keith sent me a picture of a juvenile that he got with his his night camera. Yeah, it was neat. Wow, it's grainy because of it's a night vision.
Right,
but you can tell it, man. That's something else.
Where was this at?
Well, you don't know this because you didn't miss the last thing, but we got two guys here, Ernie and Martin. Martin's from North Carolina. He's
okay.
He's digging up these giants in the clay and stuff. So there's all kinds of stuff going on. I mean, it's crazy.
Oh, cool.
So listen in. Hang on in there. And
you'll
probably listen to all kinds of stuff tonight. I'm going to go through each guy and let them bring us up to date with what's going on.
All right. Hey, sounds good.
Thanks for sharing with us tonight.
Hey, no problem. I'll call in next week.
Well, you can stay on now and listen to the rest of the show.
Yeah,
I'm going to go
through
each guy.
Yeah.
You got a lot of stuff going on.
All right. Okay, man.
Thanks, buddy. I'm going to mute you out right now. Well, everybody, that was Ron Johnson. And it's been a while since he's been on here. It's been about a year now since we've had him on. I want to go down here, and we're going to go out here to Jimmy Boots. Jimmy Boots, how are you, my friend? Are you there?
I'm good. A little sore. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you?
What I'm doing is I'm going to go down the line here to each and everybody and just bring us up to speed what's going on in your areas.
Fantastic. I'm doing, I got a little motorcycle accident yesterday. I'm a little sore, but not bad. But, Marco, I changed the name to my paranormal show I'm working on. I changed it to Bag. And the reason why it's called Bag, Paranormal and the Unknown, is because I realized that Bigfoot, aliens, ghosts equal dimensions.
Yeah.
And
that's pretty neat.
A lot of things have been happening around here, the dimensions, where we're getting it on film. You know, we got dimensionings opening up on film at that. And, today, Liz was outside today, and she said she could hear something clapping rocks together. Clapping rocks.
Oh, really?
And, yeah. And I noticed when I was listening to Margo talking, that a lot of her stuff that she talks about, we have here, and a lot of stuff that me and Keith talk about, you know. So you see a lot of similarities in one part of the country to another part, you know. It's amazing.
Absolutely.
And when she said she thinks and when she said she thought she had a family there, I agree, because some of the things that happened here, I see where it would be something of an adolescent acting that way. For instance, like I hear them imitating my little dog, and it sounds like a kid trying to imitate my dog when it barks, you know.
Well, you know, a lot of times we've had a lot of experiences where people have had a lot of activity in one area, right, and it kept on going. Some of these creatures migrate, but some of them don't. And they hang around in family. Usually they hang around in family pods anyway. I mean, that's what they normally would do.
Mm-hmm.
And people that see them during the daytime normally believe those are usually sentries. You know, in other words, they're sort of kind of keeping an eye out for everything while the rest of the family is sleeping, you know.
You know, that's very true, because we get a lot of activity during the day as well as night. I get more of the aggressive activity at night. Like the other night, I hear a bang on my roof, and they threw a rock, you know, and hit the roof and broke up the little pieces. And I sent one of my guys up from the show up there, you know, and he pulled the rocks down, you know, and they were definitely up there. I think when they do that, if I don't come out every so long, you know, often to look for them and so forth, they get aggravated. I mean, they start throwing rocks because they want me to come outside. I really believe that.
Well, about
a year and a half ago, maybe
2 years ago, we had one of our guys, older guys here, they've been with us for quite a long time, Chuck Creel. And he had just shingled his, you know, put the aluminum siding on his house and everything. And something came up and just boom, 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 and hit the side of his house, and he got his gun and got the dog. The dog wouldn't go outside. So he went outside and took a look, and he couldn't see too much, but he could see that the whole side of his house was weltered in, right? The next morning he went up and he went out there, and it was, he had $1,600 worth of damage done on the side of his house. He had to replace all the aluminum siding. And so it was enough. These are the kinds of things that's happening to Margo too. And it sometimes happens to other people.
Yeah.
The creatures are, you know,
they hit a roof,
bang
the
house or bang a window or something.
Sure, sure. When they hit the roof here, it was like 8 o'clock in the morning. They did it twice. And it was so hard. It shook the house, you know. And it's kind of scary when it happens. You don't know what to think. You really don't. Especially Margo. I think she's there by herself. Is that correct? Or is she married?
Again?
Is Margo by herself in the home, or does she have somebody with her?
No.
You still can't hear me?
But he's gone, I think he works, you know, quite a lot of the time, and he's not home sometimes as well, you know, and so she's pretty much, she's by herself, but it's like she said, you know, there's doggone dogs. They were getting scared, the little puppies, you know, little Malamute puppies getting scared.
Yeah.
And that happens. So you've
it
been...
does. I know our dog gets scared.
So you've had some active activity going on in your place too, huh?
A lot. We get a lot of activity. It all started, what was it when I first called you guys? 2 years ago with the creature stuff. Of course, the paranormal as well. But yeah, it's been about 2 years now with the Sasquatch, and nonstop.
Wow. Well, heck, thanks for giving us an update. I want to go over, I think.
Sure.
Keith has come on. So we get Keith on there, and we'll get Doyle. We'll work our way up to Rocky. And we'll work our way up to Martin and to Ernie. So we'll get everybody on, try to get everybody on tonight so they can do it. Thanks a lot. I'm just going to leave you on. Okay?
Okay.
I'm not going to meet you out. I want to go here, and we're going to go to Keith. Keith, how are you, buddy?
Hey. All right, man. I'm tired. I haven't been long out in.
I know. That's hard working and coming home late like that. Good God.
Yeah.
So how you been doing?
Working. Tired, man. A lot of family stuff going on. Trying to work two jobs. So
this
I know.
Been
real. Man,
you've had a lot of other things going on too, right?
Oh, yeah. Been trying to stay in the woods as much as possible.
Well, tell us a little bit about what's been going on.
It's been a whole lot. I've been trying to stay in touch with Jimmy a good bit, keep him on top of things. He's kind of helped me along a little bit, but learned a whole lot about these things. Right now, we're up to 7 subspecies. I got documented with photographs of these things we've got. And they're as big as, like, the main species, which most people are familiar with, a type 1 hominid, which is, you know, like the Patterson Gimlin film. And then we've got a type 2, which is a chimpanzee gorilla type. We've got a type 3, which is a baboon type. We've got dwarves or a midget type. Those guys come out day and night. But one thing we found, they're all cohabitating together and seem to work together. And then in the mix of all this, we've got raccoons that they work with at night. And I've got documentation of that as well.
Wow. That's some pretty neat stuff.
Yeah.
Have you ever had any they call dog-faced or wolf-faced?
Yeah, I've got a pretty good idea. A lot of what people are calling the dog man may be mistaken identity for the type 3s. There's a...
Nobody's really registered these things at all ever before,
yeah.
I mean, that I'm aware of. It's just you get description.
Real, Yeah, they got a real long muzzle, just like a baboon. And,
right.
Those are kind of aggressive also.
Yes,
and,
they're more aggressive.
We've got another type out there that looks kind of like those guys. But these have, like, slits down the side of the muzzle. And we're trying to figure out if that's for extra smell or maybe almost like a pit viper, we're thinking, to see it might, like, heat, body heat for prey.
Have you ever seen the Yowie?
No.
Pictures
I mean,
of the Yowie from Australia?
Oh, yeah. I'm familiar with it.
They're a little small. They're about 6 foot. You know, they don't get real big, but they're real aggressive. They have a lot of problems down here.
Yeah, I've sent Jimmy some pictures of the little dwarves tree peeking. They're about the size of a spider monkey. And, you know, but I know damn well North America is not supposed to have any type of primates living on it, but we got a lot of them here, a lot. I have seen so much and learned so much that it's amazing what's out there. And like I said, I've got documentation of all of that. That guy sent you a picture of, you know, and there's a reason to ask you what I did about not letting that go public. But I mean, you see the striping on him, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's part of the reason it's so hard to see, but there's also another reason. They have what they call it, it's like an achromatic hair that looks from base to almost damn near look clear. And if you don't know what
Look
for, you look right past them. But there's one thing that they can't cloak, and that's their eyes. You got to get a look for their eyes.
Uh-huh.
They can't hide those. But infrared light.
You guys seen that demonstration I had of cloaking, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. This
our
is,
current capabilities in not just military, now civilian, but where they actually take a blanket. And it's not even electrified. It's just a blanket with the right kind of materials.
Right.
And they put
it
over them, and it blends into the background. And they completely disappear right in front of the camera.
Right.
You ever seen that?
Yeah, I watched the demonstration of it.
It's pretty
YouTube,
neat.
I mean, that's what we have
right now. This is not.
Well, I'm
you
trying.
Know,
to,
not,
yeah, I'm trying to figure out if their ability to do this is something that's autonomous, or do they have control over it? Because, you know, obviously some do and some don't. Because if that wasn't the case, you know, nobody would have ever seen one. You know, and it may be that some of the main species may not carry that gene. We don't know yet. I mean, we've learned a lot. We've got a lot of documentation on stuff. There's still a lot to be learned. I've got a hair sample now you can lay on a red and white cigarette pack, and the damn hair start trying to turn the color of the red and white. If you put it on top of a clear bag, it'll turn a silver color.
Oh, gosh. Man.
Yeah, it's wild. It's wild.
Wow. Well, you and Jimmy, keep hanging in there with us, buddy.
Thanks
for the update. I appreciate it. And I know you're working really hard. Hopefully it'll – wouldn't you see anything slowing down for you anytime soon?
I hope. We're going to try to take – me and my adopted son's going to try to take a couple of days after tomorrow and get back out in the woods. We got a base camp set up. I spent nearly 2 weeks out there straight spending time out there with those guys feeding them and – basically, just get a little more used to me being out there. We're about to hopefully come out of there with something real solid real soon.
Wow, that'd be neat. Well, we need to keep plugged in, you know that.
Oh, yeah. Like I said,
anytime you got anything to report, come on, and we'll give you the 15, 20 minutes on the show to talk about it.
Yeah, I've kind of reached that to Jimmy. Jimmy's been a real godsend lately. He's helped point me in the right direction on a lot of stuff. He's a real smart guy.
Oh, I know. Both of you guys keep us thrilled all the time. It's amazing.
I've got some more pictures I'll get to before too long. Like I said, I'm not ready for them to go public yet. But
I don't do anything public. And if somebody asks for a picture, I always go to the person who owns the picture to ask to see if it's okay.
Well, that one that I sent.
I never give them away.
Yeah, we've nicknamed him Curious George. He just doesn't seem to have any fear of anything or anybody.
Yep.
Well, you can tell that by the trail cam pick. He was probably less than 30 foot from the camera when I caught him coming up out of that creek.
Oh, really? God.
Oh, yeah.
That's close.
Yeah. If you'll blacken that picture up and zoom in, look right behind him, you'll see a pair of eyes about 4 inches apart behind him. I think that's his mama back there behind him in the dark.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You can get real close.
I didn't get that close. I could see what you told me to look at, and I looked at it and I said, holy crap.
Yeah, that's a hell of a picture, ain't it?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. It gets better, trust me. Jimmy can tell you, it gets better. I've really had my nose to the grindstone out there, beat the bush, so to speak, and I've really come out with a lot of good stuff.
Yeah. Well, I can always add another page onto the web page for you guys and put your pictures up there.
I'll let you hash that out with Jimmy. That kind of stuff I ain't real good at doing. That's why I've been talking to him. I'm letting him handle all that.
Well, I can put them on, and that way people can come, you know, you can share them with other people. I don't, we put it on I make a web page that has a photo gallery in it. And basically
right.
You just go, I'll give each of you pages, right? And
yeah.
The page will have, you know, Jimmy's page, Keith's page, stuff like that.
Well,
I used to put them in documents, like, you know, PDF files and stuff. But
right.
You really can't do anything with all those, and it's better, it's easier just to put on a page to the web and put all the pictures on, you know, make it a photographic page.
You remember the photos I sent you where they had peeled the bark off of the trees and stacked it up at the base
of
the tree? You remember that? Finally found out what that was about. That particular tree has a medicinal quality that helps with upset stomach.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's something. That's pretty neat.
Yeah, and, you know, I think that's why they were eating that stuff. I think one of them was sick, or maybe had a sick young.
Yeah. Good.
So,
amazing.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're smart. Very smart.
Absolutely. Well, Keith, thanks for giving us an update, buddy. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
And I appreciate you coming on. I know how hard it is to work a full job, two jobs, not just one.
Yeah.
Two jobs and then come on the show to be happy, right? Thanks, buddy.
I'll try to clear everything out so I can get back on here next week. Maybe we'll come out of the woods this weekend with something we can show the world.
Okay. Thanks a lot. I'm going to keep you on if you don't mind.
Okay, no problem.
I'll just keep you on, and I'm going to go down here and I'm going to go to Doyle. Where is Doyle? Here he is. Hey, Doyle.
Hey, Marco. How you doing?
Good. Have you been listening to both Jimmy and Keith?
I have. I was listening to them. Some amazing stuff coming out of there. Just keep on going, guys. Margot, of course. And I was going to touch on something that we're having a problem with down here in Kentucky.
Sure.
I think it was Ron mentioned it a few minutes ago about the gas line in Montana, the pipeline or whatever, that they were having a problem with the creatures with trying to get a little violent or something about that gas pipeline.
Yeah.
Well, what we have down here is we have an abundance of natural gas wells, and we're getting more and more reportings and sightings and so forth around these well sites of these creatures. We're getting lots of reports of rock throwing, fierce growling, trying to scare workers and stuff away from the well sites, just all kinds of that stuff going on down here. I've talked to several people about it. I've been out to several of those sites. Got some good-looking prints and stuff around the areas. Just amazing stuff going on. And I kind of can't figure out exactly why it is it's about these wells, these gas wells, that is upsetting anything so bad. I would like to have anybody's opinion, if anybody's having any idea or think they might know why
probably a bird happening
at these well sites or whatever. Is it the machinery running? Is it what is it that would cause these things to be so upset? I'm just curious. I can't come up with something. I'm stumped.
Probably a bird in the area.
I'm sorry?
Well, maybe we put spread it around here. Maybe we might get some response to it.
Put in the gas, so you know.
Got to give everybody 5 minutes to do their thing, so we get everybody. Yeah.
It could be a birthing area in there. I have noticed that it seems they return to where they were born to give birth again. So it could be a birthing area in there somewhere they're trying to keep people out of. That is the one thing they'll stand ground over is when they have young in the area. If they have birthing mothers or young in the area, they have mothers nursing young, they will stand their ground. They're not going anywhere.
Wow.
I've experienced that myself. Trust me, I've had to back out of a couple of places because of that.
Goodness gracious! Yeah, well, that could be very well. Let's get somebody else in here. Let's see who do we get. We're gonna get Martin and Ernie. Here, Martin and Ernie. I'm gonna bring you both on.
Can you hear me?
You there, Martin? Hey. There, Ernie.
Yeah, how you doing,
Marco?
How you doing, Martin?
Hey, honey.
Hey.
We got look at this a 5-minute blowout. What's going on with you guys?
I just wanted to let you know I got a call from TJ about 3 days ago, and he'll be coming out here probably in less than 2 weeks. He's gonna bring a ground radar, and I'll probably help him run the machine, and I might be bringing one cameraman with him. And he's not sure how many days he'll stay. Probably all depends on what he finds, but I know he's going to find a lot. But I think every inch of that ground has got something there. But I'm hoping we find, like, weapons and things, old, you know, giant stuff, big stuff that, you know, the big giants carried.
Big people need big things.
Well, yeah, maybe we'll find clothing or something. You know, they had to have furs or something or... You know, there's no telling what they had for clothing. But, I'm real excited about that. And I went out and got some tarps and covered up the areas with tarps so to help kill the weeds, the grass and the weeds and stuff that's growing up. Because when I'm pulling, as I'm pulling the grass, it's pulling the dirt and the clay, and it affects the body and stuff. And I figure if I can get the grass to die, maybe we can, you know, pull it up easier and not tear stuff up. But the main thing that I'm glad is with the ground radar, that's real important. That's the first step. And I'll probably take him down the creek and let him look in the creek. There's one part of the creek I've never even been in yet, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be full of fossils and everything also.
But it's a good thing you got a campsite because he'll be moving in.
Yeah. I went down and I found what looked like a fingertip, a giant fingertip, and it was solid black. And it looks like whenever you find a finger, a fossilized finger, you'll see the blown out artery on the end. And this had a huge artery blowout. And the blood that was coming out was kind of fossilized also. So, I'm saving all this stuff for them to show them, you know, so you can see what I've got.
Excellent.
It's pretty exciting.
Excellent.
I don't know if he's going to go live on me or not. But I'm sure he'll do a lot of filming and then cut out what's, if there's anything boring, you know, cut out all the boring stuff. But I think he'll probably be here. He's only about 2 weeks, but it'll probably be less than 2 weeks. Good.
It'll be
good. Imagine all the different things that are going on right now.
It was.
We got ghosts, giants, Bigfoot.
Hey, Marco, there's giants. Before I leave to go see Martin, which I hope is going to be soon, I got some video I'm trying to get to TJ of another mud fossil friend of Martin and I that's out here that also found 24-foot giants. And he's got a special foot that I'm trying to get the picture and the video to TJ now. And it's got something that's not supposed to be here. Just like 24-foot giants, this is also something that has a couple extra digits, let's just say. But that's what I'm working on before I go.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah. Just trying to make it out to Martin.
Oh, man.
Well,
thanks for. Is that pretty much your update?
That's it for
yeah,
me.
I don't know how.
Okay, well,
I don't think I can really tell too much of anything. He wants to keep everything kind of a surprise until whatever.
Hey, stay safe.
Rocky and Swede. Rocky, how you doing, buddy? Hello, Rock. Hey, Rocky. Rocky. Swede.
How you doing?
How you doing, Marco?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
How about what? Can you catch us up? What you guys been up to?
Well, you know, we had the cow and the tree thing, and we went Friday. I don't know if you talked to Rocky or not, but I just got in. We got a trying to get a house fixed up, ready to sell. But anyway, I just now just got in. I just got on the show just a few minutes ago. But anyway, we went and when we showed up out there, we went out there last Friday after we talked last Wednesday, and the cow was gone from the tree.
Hello.
Oh.
There's no.
Can you hear me?
There
wow.
you go.
Yeah, Rock. Now I can hear you, buddy.
Okay. I'm on then?
Yes.
Okay. Now can you get me?
Yep.
My phone's doing weird stuff here.
That's all right, buddy. I had to get a new phone. Mine didn't work anymore.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we went out there and, I mean, the only kind of tracks we found was some hog tracks going up the game trail. But right there where the cow was hanging, the ground, I mean, it's just rocky ground. And anyhow, we carried the game camera out there, but when we got out there, there was nothing there to photograph, so I went and talked to the guy and told him what the deal was and told him to just keep an eye out and, you know, keep in touch with us. And if anything else starts up, maybe we can get out there quick enough to actually maybe save a cow. Yeah, it was pretty disappointing.
That's pretty much it, huh? It didn't work out too good, huh?
No, it didn't. Whatever it was, I mean, it had a week to clear out with its cow. And when we went back, I mean, there was just nothing there.
Yeah. That's amazing.
My gosh, look at how fast time flies. Actually, 3 minutes after the hour. We went 3 minutes over. That's all right. I want to make sure that everybody had a chance to get on here to give us where we're at, where your guys are at right now.
Everybody have a safe fourth.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say. I have everybody on the line right now. So in case anybody wanted to say anything to anybody else or say anything, you're welcome to do that. And I'd like to wish everybody here a happy 4th of July. And we're going to make America great again. Huh?
Just stay safe, everybody. Stay safe.
Yeah, if you anybody Got blows it. Anything up, make sure it's a Bigfoot.
Happy birthday, USA.
Happy 4th of July.
Everybody, I want to thank everybody for coming on. Margo, thank you so much for, I know you're tired. Sleep deprivation is not a good thing, especially when you got this stupid monster screwing around with you every damn day. But you guys all take care. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing. And we'll continue to do that. You know that? You guys are really some swell guys. Some of the best I've ever met. And I really enjoy, you know, working with you on this silly radio show that we got. But it's really a fun thing to get you guys' perspective on the, you know, the things that you saw and done. And man, I can't believe as busy as everybody is, the amount of different things that you have accumulated in the past few months. There's been a lot. I don't know if you guys realize it, but you guys have been sending me pictures and other things left and right. And just so much activity going on. It's really amazing. I've had a couple of guys call in and call me, but they didn't make it on the show. But some really weird and really unbelievable encounter experiences. You know, the pretty neat stuff. Well, anyway, good night, everybody. Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July. Have a safe everybody. One.
Mark, well, we appreciate
have a good
you.
One.
I know you do a lot, too.
Yes.
I'm going to shoot off a lot of fireworks tomorrow. It don't rain.
Good night, everybody.
I know all you guys on the East Coast are getting around 11-something right now, so time to go to bed. Thank you very much for snuffing.
Everybody have a good 4th of July.
Stay safe.
Happy birthday, America.
There
we go.
Amen.
Bigfoot Live and Bigfoot, and we'll see everybody next week. Take care.
Yeah, you will.
Well, folks, once again, it's time to say so long. We'd like to thank Mr. Tom Biscardi and his guests and the Bigfoot team for joining us, and we'd especially like to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. This is Marco Bill saying see you next Wednesday evening for some more Bigfoot Live radio show entertainment with Mr. Tom Biscardi and his team. And until then, keep the Bigfoot live and keep Bigfooting. See you next week.
Three men with a gold and a pack that they'd hold and a promise till the day that they die. Answers to the questions no one's found before. Driving determination, the only key they had to unlock the door. Monsters, myths, and mysteries, legend, tales, and facts.